At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can find me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
And I am the underscore great underscore Corey, C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Go ahead and subscribe to either Justin or myself and go to the Midnight Paco Podcast. Also on Instagram, you can subscribe there and send us messages like you've been doing.
That's right.
We both monitor those. Thanks for your comments. Please hit the like and don't forget to subscribe.
Damn. Thank you, everybody. And check out, you can also email us at the Midnight Paco Podcast at gmail.com. And check out the website, justinfullercomedy.com.
Yo.
I got to update that damn thing.
Do it.
I do.
Do it.
Appreciate everybody. Love you all. Love the support. You know. Mm-hmm. Keep telling everybody we're growing little by little at a time. So
we is trying.
Appreciate
this episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast, brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's had a very eventful week.
We did. Y'all. Yes, we did. Yeah, we did, actually. We had a great guest on the podcast.
Yes.
We had a great guest.
Joe Byers. Shout out to Joe Byers.
Shout out
to
Joe Byers.
You know, check him out. What's his podcast?
Hot Breath is the podcast. And like us people, that was what I watched. If you're new in the comedy or even, you know, in the game, whatever, because he's interviewed people 30 years in the game. So it ain't like you can't learn something. You know what I'm saying? So,
or if you're not in the game and you're just curious.
Damn. Yeah. If you just like the people he's interviewing because you like their, you know, the comedians he interviews. But
yeah.
Watch the podcast, man. There's a lot of information out there. Good information, good stories from these guys. You know what I'm saying? So it was dope, you know?
What's that?
Oh, I'm getting messages.
Okay, you're the man.
I did not put it on airplane
mode. Well, see, I'm going to put mine on airplane mode, yeah. You see?
Hopefully my son don't call back, but it shouldn't affect the video while we're recording.
We are professionals. We are straight professionals.
Except for on this one, so we're going to get interrupted throughout the episode.
Will we?
No, it shouldn't.
Okay.
No, it shouldn't affect it. It's recording. That's behind the scenes stuff.
Roger that.
You know.
You mean behind the scenes like our files with jokes?
Yes.
We have files full of jokes, y'all.
That I probably need to put my funeral stuff back in.
Save it for another venue.
This is true.
You did it. You know what? First of all, I would like to say congratulations on a successful show.
Yes. You too, dog.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
Came out. Good job.
Thank you.
You too. You know, the new stuff, you know, a little bit we're throwing in there, trying to make it work.
You try to make it happen, man.
Yeah. That, I mean, like I said, I... people, read the crowd. I mean, I read the crowd. But at the same time, you have to see if your material works in front of every crowd. What likes and don't likes, you know what I'm saying? And then just realize, okay, they like that, but just don't use it, you know, unless you need it, you know. But I thought it came out well. Everything I did prepared came out good, I think, in the right way. Although, like I said, halfway through some of it, I was like, yeah, I ain't feeling none of it.
Well,
you know what I'm saying, but it was fun. I had a good time. I always have a good time.
It was a good time.
Yeah,
a great turnout. Thank you for everybody that came out and supported the show.
Definitely.
Shout out to the other comedians as well.
Definitely.
Timbuktu did an awesome job.
Yes, he did.
Jarrell Beeman, that's Spider-Man's dad. In case anybody wanted to know, not Spider-Man. I'm sorry, Superman's dad, Jarrell. Oh, that's the father of Superman. Yeah. No, Jarrell Beeman from Dayton, Ohio. Shout out to you, man. You did your thing.
Shout out
to Precious. She did her thing.
Right.
Ebony Ihala did her thing. Shout out to Jin Jin. She did a great job hosting.
DJ Jack the Ripper.
DJ Jack the Ripper and Trap, for having us there. Yep. And
shout out to you guys.
Ebony Timberlake did a great job hosting. That was Ebony Timberlake Presents.
Yeah.
And I hope we're not leaving out any other comedian.
The performed?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
It was Timbuktu.
Yeah, he went.
It was Beeman.
He didn't go second, did he?
Ihala did, then Beeman.
Yeah, and then I went.
Then you went, and then Precious.
Yep.
And then me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's everybody. You know, good job to everybody. Thanks for everybody that came out and supported.
Definitely, man.
Feeling and loving the love. I love the
love. Yeah, definitely. Appreciate it. Had a great time on a Wednesday night. My wife was trashed.
That means she had a great time.
She had a great time. Yeah. I had to help her to the car. She had a good time, though. Yeah. You know.
And,
it was good. We got a show, tomorrow out in Youngstown. That's right.
At people, the East Side Civics.
People, you guys, obviously, it'll be yesterday when this releases.
Yeah. But,
now that goes in the game of things. We have one coming up. East Side Civics. Is that what it's called?
East Side Civics in Youngstown.
With John Huff.
Shout out to John Huff. And I think Chad would be on that bill as well.
Oh, that is right. Yeah. Lucas.
Is Lucas on that?
Tim Wolf? I know
Tim Wolf is there.
I think Tim Wolf.
Lucas is there.
Yeah.
So shout out to those comedians that's going to be involved in that show tomorrow.
It's in East Side Civics. They have those periodically. You know what I'm saying?
So, once a month, I believe.
Is it once a month?
Yeah, I believe it's once a month.
All right. Yeah. And then I got a show coming up in April. I don't know the exact date, but CC. Shout out to CC Bullock.
Shout out to CC Bullock. I'm performing in May. So.
Yeah. Where's that at?
The Silver Screens.
Silver Screens. Okay. Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly where they're located.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm waiting on the flyer to come out and all that stuff.
The dates and the location to be announced.
To be announced.
Yeah. But we're making progress in this comedy game.
A little out of time.
Yeah,
a lot of time. I realize the main thing is the material. I mean, networking, people. You can't do it all by yourself. You really can't. It's good to talk to people and know other people, and do things. But the material, you need the material. You know what I'm saying? I'm always trying to think of what else I can write about. And it gets frustrating a little bit. You know what I mean? Because you don't want to placate, because I talk a lot. I realize I talk deep in certain spots, and then I'm just completely filthy in the others. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
like, I got to find some other stuff that I can talk about. That's more like
I have some material. I got I'm going to review some of my old footage. Yeah. I got the material.
Yeah.
And even with this show, I did my material.
Yeah.
But I added and tweaked it and, did some different things.
Yeah.
I had some new jokes.
Right.
And I added it, just like what Joe Byers said earlier, take what you have. Mm. Greg Morton also mentioned the same thing. Use what you have and see what you could do. So the delivery is everything,
This is true.
I mean, yeah. and it's a struggle for us because we you know, especially it, like if I took your approach, mm-hmm. you have yours timed to the T.
It's pretty close.
So that you, if you got it timed to the T,
yeah.
and then like that's at the 5 minute open mic.
It's but, it was at the show the other night. I had
right,
10 minutes.
Right, you had 10 minutes, but you also, you had time to pause.
Yeah,
if you wanted to.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like you know the difference is you know. You're trying to hit your marks, and you don't want to run over time. But when you're performing at a show, you can, you know, I had time
sit in the pocket.
I had time to act out certain things
right.
of my routine.
Yeah,
where normally I'm getting my warning light, and I'm
yeah.
Thank you. That's my time.
Right, right, right. And see, that's the thing. That's why I try and have it to where I'm not scrambling to try and finish a joke or if I had too much time up there that I was doing.
But wonder if you get a laughter and, you know,
cause I know
you've experienced the plowing through your laughter before.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. I just got to, what I got to do, because I've done a decent 5 minute remix. But I have to go through everything and really hone a good 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We got to hone a good 10, I think. Yeah. I mean, just, it sucks doing the same shit, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because the only reason why I did the new material, too, is because I knew some people were going to be there. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I didn't want them to see the same stuff as well. So I you know, I wanted to do a little bit of different material, you know.
Yeah.
I could have picked some other stuff as well, but.
I mean, for example, you know, it was a majority of a black room, and not say black people don't do drugs, but we do drugs, but it's nothing that we mix with religion, really. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the majority of drugs and religion, and yeah. you know, like maybe in a.
I don't know why all the religions did it back in the day.
Well, yeah, some of them did, and some of them used their mind.
This is true, but
some
they
of them used their mind
drugs for the mind.
Well, some of them use meditation, this and you're able to meditate and get more connected with your natural abilities to get connected if you don't have that blanket of drugs or alcohol
true.
On it. You know, that's
true.
Utilizing your third eye and your other brain abilities.
This
you know
is true.
What I'm saying? Like, if we can, you know, first of all, this is what we should, you know, I just think, in my opinion, like when we were children, kids use their imagination.
Mm.
Kids sometimes talk to things and they're taught that. You can't talk to there's no things that you know that thing right. doesn't exist and things like that.
Drop Dead Fred.
Yeah, Drop Dead Fred was a kind of different, but
imaginary friend.
Yeah, but you know,
I mean, obviously they placated and made it like
yeah,
dirt
yeah, but really what I'm saying it. Is like, you know, let a child's mind be, you know, let them. Imagine things, and you know, because you when you grow up, oh, you don't see things, or you don't hear those things, or there's no such thing as this, and this
right.
is what it is, and
right.
you know, so you know, if you do happen to see things that are a little different, you'll grow up thinking it's weird, and you won't talk about it. You'll keep it to yourself because being, you know, afraid of people to think that you're crazy and things.
Oh,
like
that's
that.
All those movies you watch if people see ghosts and shit. And
yeah.
they're like, I've had this as a kid, but I. Cut it, you know, like Constantine.
Yeah.
That was that one chick's like backstory. She could see it, but mm-hmm. she saw her sister going crazy, so she shut it down
mm-hmm.
and some of that type stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, just you know, like you know, just I think we should try to like use our brains.
Oh, for sure. I mean, because we don't use them as much. I heard the actual percentage was what, like we only use 10%, but I heard that's not exactly
know.
True.
I don't know,
but. Either way, yeah, it's weird because there's times where I'm like, when I go to bed and I close my eyes, it's almost like I can see almost like it would be a spaceship going outer space, but it's like me going into my mind. And and when I dream, it's almost like I'm looking at my memories, but it's, you know what I mean? It's like you just go through, because they say your eyes, this is my crazy ass thought. They say your eyes flip to the back of your head kind of when you sleep. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So it's almost like your eyes flip backwards and connect and start, you know what I mean?
Like a USB port?
Yeah, almost. Just like look into your brain.
Yeah.
And look at your memories.
I think mine might be like a micro USB.
Well, I got a bunch of external hard drives.
Ah.
Those are friends.
Ah, those are friends?
Yeah.
External hard drives
are friends. Yeah, because they remember everything that I don't.
How about that?
That's my shit. That's one of my things.
Yeah. Was that one of them?
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
One of my thoughts.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
But, yeah, man, trust me, I would love to sit there and meditate and do all that lovely things, but the shortcut's mushrooms. God put it here. God put
the
it here.
The shortcut is mushrooms.
God put everything here, people. Those are all shortcuts to life. The toad, the mushrooms, the ayahuasca. Those are all forms to reach the other dimensions while we're in this state.
Hmm. Okay.
It is. With your mind, opens up. And then the weed just opens up and makes you free. Makes you nicer.
Nicer?
More compassionate.
More compassionate?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Some people shouldn't do it.
Hmm.
You know, psychotic personalities, then they'll probably lose their mind.
Yeah, I don't know.
What I'm saying?
I don't know. I think people should do what they want and at their own comfort level. And
exactly, as long as you're not hurting nobody else.
Yeah, and then support live comedy. That's just what I believe.
Definitely do that.
And support live comedy, you know.
Because that is the best thing to do. I mean, I love going out and performing. I used to watch it.
Yeah, me too. I used to watch it. And
I watch it a lot more, to be honest. Because I try to watch because a lot of comedians say I can't watch it because I don't want them to think, I don't want their thoughts to get into my mind or whatever the case. You know what I mean? So you don't start writing.
Not really. I mean, but I've heard people say that.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't get it.
No, me neither. You know, because, I mean, for one, everybody's heard everything under the fucking moon. You know what I mean? It's far in the stars. Every phrase, every thought you could have thought of, you probably have heard.
Mm.
For the most part. Mm. Not all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's from your perspective and what you can make out of it. And obviously, you know, if you're taking something that was really big.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
See, my thing is, you know, I like to, my comedy is, I think is, I don't know. I hate to say that, you know, that, I think it's all in the lane of its own. Because they're like, you know, like, I don't think, like, my style of comedy is, like, probably, like, I can't think of anybody that I could compare it to.
I mean, as far as material?
Material.
Origin style? I mean, I don't know.
Like, everything.
I don't try and mimic nobody.
No, but, you know, sometimes you can be, like, you know.
Influenced?
Yeah. Like. I don't know. Could you compare me to anybody that you've seen?
No. I mean, no, but I don't know because I don't see you trying to be like anybody is what I'm saying.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
You know
like,
what I mean? Like, I'm not up there like, I love, you know, Chappelle, Rock.
Right.
I ain't up there.
I like them too.
I'm not up there, you know, trying to imitate them. I probably, right. I mean, I might in some of my... things I say. No, I'm talking like that.
No, I get it.
But my inflection is regularly, kind of.
I got it. My influence is, like I said, I've always said, I'm a student of the game, and I watch everybody and everything.
Yeah, so you look at details like that, I don't. So I don't think I ever would pick up somebody's shit, because I don't watch them all that like that.
Well, I watch them, and it's not that, you know, it's like... I thought I moved these.
Right? Look, that sound is going to be horrible for the people just listening. That's his OCD ass playing with keys.
Well, I'm a student of the game. I watch the famous comedians and I watch the local comedians. So yeah, I'm a student of the game, man. I like comedy, and I think I probably always will watch the comedians, even if I'm the headliner. I probably will still watch the people that open up and feature for me.
I mean, I'd like to say I would always, you don't know, things may come up, but my intentions are always to watch the show. Because if somebody's on the road with me, I kind of want to watch how they do.
Oh, here's another thing.
Or if I'm on the road with somebody, you know.
Here's another thing. I love my comedy friends being there. I love it. I love when they come and support. I love them being in the audience. But this is what I do for every comic that's up there. While they're performing, I'm quiet, right, and I'm attentive.
Right.
I'm not going to be and if I do have to say something to someone, it's going to be low. I'm not going to disrupt the show. Right. Why do comics feel like they have to be so fucking loud and disruptive to the show? You know what I'm saying? I don't do that to people. And if I do find myself doing it, I will immediately cut it off.
Oh, like I said, when I was filming you, my wife, she was talking to her niece. I mean, we were kind of like by the bathroom, but she was still like louder than she needed to be. And I'm like, baby, there's a show. But when people get alcohol, and like the bad thing is with comedians, it's almost like when we see them, when we're at open mics.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, they're by the bar, not paying attention. They don't care. Nobody cares because they're not up performing. You know.
So I don't do that though.
Well, of course.
Even when I'm not.
I understand.
I don't do that.
I know.
I mean,
I try not to. My wife was trying, like when Timbuktu was on. I was sitting by her, and she's trying to coordinate with Kyle, and she's handing me the phone, and he's like, I'm trying to pay attention to him, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like, this shit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, it's a show.
Yeah, yeah.
People are performing.
Yeah.
You know, please keep your chatter to a minimum, but, you know.
Yeah, well, people just, you know, like I said, if they're not going up, they may. It's just so-and-so.
Oh, that's cool. See,
we've seen that shit.
Anyways.
Right, yeah, exactly.
I mean, anyways, we've seen that shit.
Yeah, I mean, we're all kind of peers in it. I like it. I think.
How about being respectful?
That's peers? I'm just saying. That's what I'm trying to say is that I think, you know, we try and show as much respect as we can. I know we're new to the game. And we're like those, you know, young people, you know, we're not young, but we're older, so we're more respectful, I guess, just in our nature, because we're older, man. We're coming in this place, most of these, you know, people we're around are in their 20s, 30s, you know.
Well, I mean,
the 30s, not so much.
Yeah, but you know, my advice is just to come into the game, if you're a newer comedian or older, just be respectful of the people that's performing. If you have to say something, I know you. It's a great opportunity to socialize with the other comedy friends. That, you know, it's great to talk to your comedy friends, but right. It's like be respectful to the performers.
Right.
You know, and I don't know.
It's right. I mean, that's like at some of the bar gigs.
Well, the bar gigs are different. You're there with comedians and bar people, but sometimes the other comedians be there just being as loud and obnoxious as others.
That's what I'm saying.
They don't have no respect for the craft. Yeah, you know, some people don't respect people's craft at all. They don't take nothing they do seriously.
Well, yeah, I'm sure people, you know, they may look at what I say is not funny.
Well, so that's fine, but you still deserve the respect of being paid attention to.
True.
And you know, not be interrupted by loud sounds and chatter.
Right, right. Oh, yeah.
Especially when you did the same for them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's always that way. I mean, I try to be.
Yeah, but, you know, like I said, you know, like, okay, so I'm discussing it now and bringing it up because, you know, like, when Byers was on the show, we was like, let's change with the newer comedians how we support one another. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel it's like an individuality basis. You know, if you're just that type of person, you're going to be that type of person. I don't know that. Is that taught?
Well, it should be etiquette to it. It should be etiquette to it. We were all taught to, you know, in a library. Shh. At the movies, we're watching a movie.
Right, right.
Shh, he's up on stage performing. He's doing his material.
Right.
Just like you did.
Right.
You don't want people to be loud and obnoxious and ignoring you, but, you know, so I understand it's a great social thing. Let's socialize after the show.
Right.
Let's give him his undivided attention, or let him, or if we got to talk, if it's really that important, let's go outside.
Right.
If it's really that important, let's go in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And talk.
Right.
About this particular thing, but let's be respectful for each other and their craft.
Yeah.
You know, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's rough, man.
Be respectful. And another thing I wanted to say is, like, as far as supporting people, you know, it's like, you know, as much as I like the Wu-Tang, yeah, I hung out with them a couple of times.
Right.
I don't really know them personally.
Right.
But I would rock the shit out of a Wu-Tang t-shirt.
Right.
Or a sweatshirt.
Right, right.
To this day.
Yeah, yeah.
I know you and I fucks with you.
Right.
I would rock the hell out of a Justin Fuller t-shirt.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what's wrong with support? Getting people to support one another, my experience has been terrible. It's been terrible.
It's rough.
I'm like, you know, rough. On this show, people know what I wear. I either wear shirts like this.
First off, some people do rock the shit and support.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
There are individuals
that rock it and support it.
Definitely.
Yes, it is. Definitely. You know, and I saw the Midnight Paco shirts at the show.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jive.
Shout out.
Looks good on you, my man.
Yeah, brother.
Ebony had on one.
Let me get the bling. He was on the show.
Ebony had one.
Yeah, she was rocking.
It was great, you know.
Yeah.
So that was dope.
Yep.
But I'm just saying, like, the support thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, why wouldn't other DJs support each other? You know what I mean? Like, where I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe we're just finding out. Oh, check out the new one, though.
That's dope.
What's
this up? That shit is dope.
But maybe it's...
Is that a cat on there?
Oh, yeah.
What does that say? It says the Midnight Paco Podcast.
Yeah.
And then it says Cordell Cool C. Respress and Justin Fuller.
Get them.
And the cat is looking like, what the F?
Fuck?
That's dope.
That's dope. He's like, huh?
Yeah, like, what the fuck am I doing here? Hey.
Get it. No, I was just saying, maybe, you know, I don't know. A lot of people think that maybe it's competition. Like I said, like, this was all about, like, competition. You know, the comedic game. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not to me.
It's not to me either, because my comedy is not like anybody else's.
Exactly.
So, it's like...
Who else can talk about funerals and then stinky buttholes? Not too many people. Not too many people.
I think you got that on lock, mate.
I think I got that down, mate.
Yeah, I think you got that on lock, mate. But, it's like you gotta... I don't know. I don't mind supporting.
Me neither. Because, like I said, I mean, what can hurt from it? You know what I'm saying? Because it's for one, I'd love to rock somebody's shirt, especially if I'm going to be on a show with them or something. Why wouldn't I? I'm support somebody who's going to be on a show with. I mean, so people are telling me if they were on a show with Chappelle, they wouldn't rock a Chappelle shirt. Oh, but that's Chappelle. That's Chappelle. That's why.
Well, what's wrong with... rocking your favorite comedian shirt
that
you work with.
That's what I'm saying.
That you work with.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I pretty much had this conversation with everybody, bro. Everybody that I talked to, I said, if you got merch, let me know. I'll get it.
Right.
How much is it? I'll buy it.
Right.
We have merch too.
Right.
So I'm like, yeah, let's support one another. If you pop, I pop. Right. If I pop, you pop. You know that.
Oh, we've always talked. This is not a one man.
It can't be, man.
Like I said, you're on stage by yourself, but you got a group with you. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Yeah, I hear you, man. But I just don't. I don't get it. Like, you know, people have our shirts.
Yeah. They're in the closet.
They probably washed the car with it, or
it's useful.
Wrapped the cat with it, or something.
Hey, man.
Oh, they probably make great car dryers. Like, you know, like when you wash the car and dry the car.
They're pretty decent shirts. They aren't terrible shirts.
Unlike some, I've seen comedians.
Yeah, yeah.
Who have merch.
Yeah.
That is terrible.
Horrible.
And I'm talking about some big names.
Big names, yeah. Yeah, so nobody is local at all.
Horrible merch.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Horrible. It's like overbite horrible. Horrible. You know, like... I'm like, what the truck?
Yeah, yeah, that was almost insulting.
It was insulting.
That was almost insulting. Yeah. You couldn't use vinyl?
It was tape.
No! That's what I'm saying. The amount...
No, check it out.
The amount it probably costs to print that on tape.
No, let's go in on it. Let's go in, because, you know...
No, I ain't going to go in.
We could go in.
Names?
No, not names, but just go in. This person bought the 3-pack of Fruit of Aluma Hanes or the 5-pack of Hanes t-shirts, right? That were transparent. You know how they are when you buy the pack of 5, the Hanes or Fruit of Looms. I don't know. Were they Hanes or Fruit of Looms?
I don't know. I didn't buy the shirt.
Okay. Anyway, it was a transparent shirt with a piece of tape slogan on it.
No bueno. That's not what the slogan was. Probably should have been. Hashtag no bueno.
Man.
And what I'm saying is the amount it probably costs to have it printed on tape and then so you could cut, you know.
I even had somebody say, I was like, so you know.
It was this big.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is you could have got a sheet of vinyl.
Yeah.
And that would have been 100% better with just that. And even that would have been...
I would rather you get a Sharpie and trace the fucking letters and put it on there than what that shit look like.
I know.
Or get some spray paint or something.
Anything. Or just leave it blank. Thanks for the fucking...
Yeah. Fruit of Here go. Hey, you want a t-shirt? I'm selling a t-shirt. Here go a fucking Hanes.
Or because of white tee, bitch.
Yeah, and my white tee. Hey, or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. That's ridiculous, man. But, you know, it's nothing wrong with supporting, you know.
You still bought it and you still supported.
Yeah, I bought it and I supported.
Yes.
But
yes,
that was
the moral of the story, people.
Yeah. It was, and I probably will rock it one day.
Ours is dope, though.
Our shit is dope, man. This shit is fire. All our merch is dope. Y'all need to get it.
I might buy a little book bag, dog.
I'm going to get a book bag.
My lunch thing's jacked up.
Yeah, you should get it, man.
So I'm going to have to get the little book bag to take to work.
This is what I want you to do. It's the duffel. You should get the duffel.
No, that's the big one. I want the little one, like the little kid.
Yeah,
like
duffel. Yeah. Well, I was going to, you know, get the duffel.
Okay.
And then going to work and be like,
oh, damn.
You just set it on the table like, yeah, I'm, you know, another day, another dollar.
It's probably a good duffel, dog.
With my dope-ass bag.
Red Bull will make some good merch.
Hey.
Them coasters are legit.
Coasters legit. You know. Shout out to
my mug. My coffee mug's legit. My notebook's dope.
Your notebook is dope. What do I have? I just got a lot of shirts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got a lot of shirts. Yeah.
I said I was going to get other things.
I'm still trying to create, like, a different one. Maybe, you know, we'll keep upload different styles too.
Yeah.
I know which one you're still thinking of. I got to figure that one out.
Yeah.
He wants a special one for the ladies.
Yes. Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I do. Yes.
Good old Eugene.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, and we're steady working, and, you know, this guy's dope. If he can design things.
Trying.
He did. What's up, man? What's going on here?
Uh-oh. Is it loose, Goose?
Hey.
Oh, shit.
It's tightened up. Now do the tighten up. Okay. Ooh. All right, so this guy's the truth. He can design stuff. Stuff is dope.
Working on it, people. Got the vinyl going.
If you need some stuff, I'm putting my stamp on it. So
that's what's up.
You know, I don't do that unless it's legit. So
hey, man, it's like if somebody has like an idea and I can try and bring it to life. That's what I like. You know what I'm saying?
You like that challenge?
I mean, well, because I can't draw.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So right. The things I do and the way I get it done is, mm-hmm. I chop clip art. There's some clip art, but I can chop it up and, you mm-hmm. know, use things. I can trace, like, a live picture of a thing, too. I can, you know, I got this thing where I can trace things, so.
Listen, this is what I witnessed. This dude had an idea, wrote it on a napkin, and this guy made a dope logo for this guy based off of a drawing on a napkin. So he's got the talent.
Holler at Bad Jay. Monkey Entertainment.
Holler at Jay Fuller. Holler at this guy.
Yeah, he said, speaking of which, Bad Monkey, he, I guess his flyer got in the Cleveland thing, whatever the case. He was saying for his, it's going to be tonight, so people, sorry, he didn't, you know, he's having a thing at the thing, front so stage. Yeah, I'm just saying, but he got it in for promotion or whatever the case.
Oh, dope.
Yeah. He's doing his thing.
That's nice.
Bad Monkey Entertainment.
All right. You know, shout out to Bad Monkey.
Yeah, so everybody check that out. You know, I don't know if he's got it posting or whatever. He's trying.
You know what? I did want to mention, shout out to Levester.
Oh, yeah, Levester.
Levester Johnson, man. He is a dope videographer.
Definitely. Definitely, he's making some stuff look nice.
Shout out to Levester. Look his work up. He has a
YouTube. It was on YouTube.
Yeah, he has a YouTube. It's called Talent. Let's see.
Something booking, right? It's Talent Service Booking. I don't want to say the wrong
hold
name.
On me.
Yeah, you know me. That's why I got friends. External hard drives.
Ha-ha.
They know these things.
Ha-ha.
But no, he did one for the Funny Stop, too. I watched that clip he had in had of us in there. So it's, shout out to you, dog.
Yeah, shout out to him. I'm going to get that name because his name is Levester Johnson Jr. He's he's dope.
It's all quiet. He's dope.
Yeah, he's dope.
No, yeah. Made it look real nice, man. The camera.
Absolutely.
The picture. Oh.
Let's see.
And people like that, see, he has a vision.
Has a vision, and, you know, it's definitely somebody you want to work for, with.
He's cool. He's a real cool cat.
He shared, he did the link. Let's see.
I check it out on my phone, but we're recording on my phone.
Yeah, I'm looking for the link he gave me.
I'm surprised my son ain't called me, that punk motherfucker. Look, this dude texted me today, right? Because he had stitches. He damn near cut his finger off while he was at work.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We had like a few stitches in there. And instead of going to the doctors to get them removed, he took them out himself, but there was still one left kind of like in there.
Because he's Justin's son.
Because he's my son, and he said he didn't want to miss out on making money.
And he act like Justin.
He does, and I told him that's the wrong answer, son. You want to be responsible, not like your father.
you gotta,
you probably should have. I said, well, look at it and make sure it doesn't get infected. And he said, I'm going after work, so I tried to call his punk ass, but he didn't call me back.
So, yeah,
I was wondering if he was gonna do it during this, but good thing he didn't.
It's the talent booking district. Talent booking district.
Damn, I got two words right, I think. Yeah, so check that out. I subscribed to it today.
Yeah, talent booking district. Check him out, man. You know, he's a young brother. He's trying to do it, make it happen, and he's good at what he does.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, definitely.
He does great work.
Yeah.
So shout out to you.
Yeah, appreciate the video, man.
Yeah, thanks for coming out, man.
Appreciate that.
Yep.
That's what's up. Great work. Great work. Keep doing it. You know, you got my support. We got your back, dog. See, that's what it is.
Absolutely.
This episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed. Guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
this. Yeah. Well, everybody, it's going to be a short and sweet one. You know what I'm saying? We got some stuff to do in this piece.
Yeah.
As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
And I am the great Corey, and that's the underscore great underscore Corey, C-O-R-E-E. That's how you get me on Instagram. And you can follow us both on the Midnight Paco podcast.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, check us out. You know, thanks for all the support. You know,
definitely, man. We're going to keep trying to find some guests, bring them in. You know what I'm saying?
And thanks for supporting live comedy.
Definitely. Catch you next time.
Peace.
Peace.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco podcast.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,